The Sermons of the Humble Cure of Ars, St. John Vianney, titled The Duties of Mothers. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. You should never have your children sleeping with you from the time they are 2 years old. If you do, you are committing a sin. The Church did not make this law without reason. You are bound to observe it. But you will say to me, sometimes it is very cold, or we are very tired. All that, my dear brethren, is not a reason which would excuse you in the eyes of God. Besides, when you were married, you knew quite well that you would be obliged to fulfill a certain responsibilities and obligations which are attached to the married state. Still, my brethren, there are fathers and mothers who are so little instructed in their religion, who are so indifferent to their duties, that they will have sleeping with them children from 15 to 18 years of age, and often brothers and sisters together. Dear Lord, these poor fathers and mothers are in a terrible state of ignorance. But you will say, we have no bed. You have no bed? But it would be better to let them sleep in a chair or in a neighbor's house. Dear Lord, the parents and children who damn themselves. But I will return to my subject and repeat to you that all the time that you allow your children to sleep with you after they have reached 2 years of age, you are offending God. How many mothers are there who have found their children smothered in the morning? How many mothers are present to whom this calamity has happened? And even if the good God had preserved you from it, you are no less guilty than if, every time your children slept with you, you found them smothered in the morning. You do not wish to agree to this? That is to say, you do not wish to correct it. We will wait until judgment, and you will be obliged to recognize what you do not wish to recognize today. There are mothers who have so little religion, or if you like, are so ignorant, that if they want to show off their baby to some neighboring mothers, they will show it to them naked. Others, when they are putting on their diapers, will leave the babies for a long period of time uncovered before everyone. Now, even if there are no one present at all, you should not do this. Should you not respect the presence of their guardian angels? It is the same thing when you are feeding them. Should any mother allow her breasts to remain exposed? And even if they are covered, should you not turn aside to some place where there is no one else? Then there are others who, under the pretext of being foster nurses, are continually only half covered. This is very disgusting. It is enough to make even pagans blush. People are compelled to avoid their company in order not to expose themselves to evil thoughts. But you will tell me, even if everyone is around, we must feed our children and change their diapers when they cry. And I shall tell you that when they cry, you ought to do everything you possibly can to quiet them. But that is far better thing to let them cry a little than to offend God. Alas, how many mothers are the cause of evil glances, of bad thoughts, of immodest touches? Tell me, are these the Christian mothers who should be so reserved? Oh, dear God, what judgment should they expect? Others are so cruel that they let their children run around for a whole morning during the summer, only half-dressed. Tell me, unhappy people, would it not be better for you to take your places among the savage beasts? Where is your religion, then, and your anxiety to do your duty? Alas, as far as religion is concerned, you have none. As for your duties, have you ever known what they were? That you have not, you gave proof every day. Ah, poor children, how unfortunate you are to belong to such parents. St. John Vianney, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.